রঘুনাথ ভট্ট
in this house, almost 1 year ago, to the girl within the mind, came and had a program here. The owners of the house, the hotel, they haven't lived in the house. Only to the girl within the mind to stay. And it's so expensive that now we're buying that she's coming and will let us with out of the house. We were just today early, and in the class we were stressing, as she stresses a lot, the importance of satisfying. And he was saying, at the end of the class, he was saying that one must go in here from sadhu. That one must go in here from sadhu. One must go in here from sadhu. He repeated it three times. This was yesterday. Just about 1 hour before. And after that, that was the end of the class. But then he went on to state the importance of hearing. And also, one of my god brothers, he rang me from abroad, and he told me story where he was speaking with the Lord of Hanuman, and he was asking, so is it that we cannot go in and hear from Hanuman? And then the Lord of Hanuman, he said, actually, Vaishnavism is not so now. Vaishnavism is very broad. And that, to be frank, he said, but the problem comes when you bring in bring in these rules. When you bring in some rules. So somebody was just telling me this, so it's just coming out like that. So, another class, my guru Maharaj, he was stating that if one wants to achieve goals, then one has to do the sadhu sangha, one has to hear from pure sadhu, one has to hear from those who have Krishna. And that is the aspect of our Gaudiya Vaishnavas. Those Gaudiya Vaishnavas in our line is that they have that love of the big blessing, and that is the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and that those devotees who are able to give that, then it is one duty to hear from them. And he was saying in that class that if sadhu comes to one's house, then that day is very, very important. So I am a very weak-hearted person. I almost made my fortunate day unfortunate, but my godbrother today talked to me. So he was saying that when sadhu comes, that one should hear in the mood of surrender, wants to sadhu sangha. The sadhu sangha means that one does with a surrender heart, and that one must inquire. And that day, that one does that sadhu sangha, the sadhu comes, enters one's house, then all good fortune that comes to that person. So the people in Birmingham, they do not know their good fortune. But that's just the personality that comes. And myself, I'm here speaking, but I don't even know my good fortune. So I'm just praying to, for the blessing from Vaishnava, exalted, result of life level, my human mind was the back end, unstable to leave my spiritual master by accident doing proper self-assembly and become a miracle. Because without that, then I never have much. And on this day, I can definitely remember the spiritual master's person or my friend, the Maharaj, that I can develop a spiritual master. I know by the nature of that life, they're all desires. And only that desire can do what I need to do. So, we love you. Srivan Rai Maharaj Ki Jai!
Gaur Premanande!
Sampadaya Krishna Disciple, Shrimati Gaurgavinda Swaminathana, Mukam Kirti Bhattalam, Pongam Mangai Jagirin, Yat Kripakam Hamdade, Sri Guru Jinpana, Kamananda Madhavan. This is the second time you've asked me to speak in front of you, and I feel most unqualified to speak in front of all the Vaishnavas who are speaking in front of your divine grace. From reading one book produced by disciples of my Guru Maharaj, Bhakti Naipunya, I actually heard and can understand a little bit something of the Chaitanya Charitamrita, where Krishna developed greed and he has three internal desires to come to this material world. To taste the love that Radharani has for him, what is that love and how he can taste it, what happiness Radharani derives from this love, and what beauty is it that Radharani sees in me, and how he can relish those three desires. So he comes in the form of Mahaprabhu, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Krishna has no access to get this love because it's so great and it's hidden in the heart of Radharani. This is what we've understood from Chaitanya Charitamrita, as Guru Maharaj revealed to us, that he was explaining that this love of Radharani is so great, it's unlimited, there's no room for expansion, yet it expands. And Krishna's sweetness is so great, there's no room for expansion, yet it's always constantly expanding. And Radharani's love has been increasing since time immemorial, unlimitedly. So this is such a great thing, this Radha prema, this love that Radharani has for Krishna. And actually this prema is Krishna says, this is my guru. Radha prema makes Krishna mad. He wants to taste it. So, Radharani has a monopoly over this love. And Krishna comes himself as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, not only to taste it himself, but to distribute it. So, if we can really understand the value of Sadhu Sangha, of such an association of such a pure Mahabhagavat devotee who's actually a Radha Priya Sakhi, who's coming from that abode, only someone who's very dear to Radharani can actually have what Radharani has, that Krishna's hankering after. Even Lord Brahma can't get it very easily. So when we come in contact with such personalities, we should actually understand the value of what's being given. And it's not actually an ordinary thing. It's actually this love that's being given, this prema that's being distributed from coming from Mahaprabhu, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, through Parampara, through present Acharya, not previous Acharya, because previous Acharya's mercy is left with present Acharya. And that's the process. We always have to have the association of the living Guru, whose physical presence is there. And then we can actually, by the mercy of that pure devotee, we can actually have access to that love that Radharani has, which Krishna is trying to get. Krishna's whole mission to come as Mahaprabhu, to fulfill those three desires. He's just trying to get that love. And that's freely being distributed to us very fallen, conditioned souls. So when I try to think like that, to think how I can get this, even one drop of this love, well, I'm most unqualified. But still, I know the value. I can understand a little bit of the value, very little. It makes me only try to become serious, and wherever it's available, not to delay, and really try to go for it. So I'm actually feeling very, very blessed, although at this present moment sometimes there's opposition, and people are trying to convince me that I'm doing the wrong thing. But I feel in my heart that, like Govinda Bhattacharya was stressing, so much emphasis is given by not only my Guru Maharaj, but Prabhupada and his books and the previous acharyas. This is the process, how we can attain the goal of life. So I'm not going to get fooled by, or deceived by arguments that are not in line with my Guru Maharaj. So therefore I humbly request your divine grace to please bless me so I can remain very strong in my conviction and ultimately get the mercy and be able to help others as well. Thank you very much for coming.
ध्यानतिमिरान्धस्य ज्ञानञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे वञ्चाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो महाबदन्नाय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नाम्ने गौरत्वे गुरवे गौरचंद्राय राधिकायै तदालये कृष्णाय कृष्ण भक्ताय तदभक्ताय नमः. First of all, I am giving my heartly honor in the lotus feet of my spiritual master, Nitya Lila Pravishtam Vishnu Vasishman Bhakti Pragyan Keshav Goswami Maharaj. Very dear to Jagat Guru Nitya Lila Pravishtam Vishnu Vasishman Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Thakur. And the Sannyas Guru of Aung Vishnupad Srimad Bhakti Vedanta Swami Maharaj. All the glories and all the worship and all the Pushpanjalis which you are giving unto me, I am giving all the Pushpanjali honors and everything especially to Swamiji, Bhakti Vedanta Swami Maharaj, through Gaur Govinda Maharaj. He was also so much dear to his Guru, Holy Master. I know that he was a bona fide Vaishnava, having all the qualities to be the Holy Master. But I don't know why he left us so soon. I thought that he'll remain and be for more and more years, not less than 20 years. But he left us in this world. And he has went to serve his Holy Master, and through him he was called in the service of divine couple Sri Radha and Krishna. We want that he should be glad if you are requiring him, and we are so much suffering from him, well feeling separation for him. But his master and his Ishtadeva has called him, so he has gone there. But we know that any Vaishnava does not die. What to Vaishnava? What is sake of Vaishnava? Anyone does not die. Die means to give up this body and to take new body is birth. So we should not fear for this. So our gurus, all the gurus, in our disciplic order, from Narada Rishi up till now, they have kept their feet on the head of death, and they have gone to serve their holy master. So I am not in faith that he has died, or any guru has died. My guru has died. They never die. They want that our faith should be more high. And we feel separation. Without separation, any sadhak cannot go high. If you are chanting Hari name, doing devotional services, remembering him, but feeling no separation, no bhajan, then everything what we are doing is a bhajana abhas, not actual bhajan. So he has been separated only to give this separation mode that we can develop our devotional activities and be qualified to have even ruchi, asakti, bhav, and then our goal of a sadhana bhajan. We should know that our goal of our whole sadhana. What is that? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has come to distribute all these modes without any cost, free. Sirup Goswami, Raghunath Das Goswami, all our Goswami, Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, Swamiji Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj, he came to this world, he descended to this world only to give this mission. What are the objects of human entity and all the living entity? So we should know Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. For what purpose? For what mission he came? And Swamiji came so far away in these western countries. I know that Swami Gaur Govind Maharaj has also come for this, giving this mission to all. I know him from the time when I was at Vrindavan, called by Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj. Perhaps you know all that from the beginning, when he was not in renounce order, since 55 years, when he met first in Calcutta, and then he met me in Sridham Navadip Mayapur. And since then, I am serving him. So when he returned last time from England, he was so weak. When he returned to Vrindavan, to his home, he called me. Brahmananda, at that time, Tamal Krishna Swami, so many renounced Jivishis were sent to me at Mathura that tells that. Your friend is calling you. And I heard that he had come. At once, without delay, a minute, with my brahmachari, I went there and meet him. Since I know Sripad Govind Maharaj, Swamiji ordered all their senior most devotees that hear Narayan Maharaj what he is telling. And I am requesting him that after me he should help his own. It is essential. And here what Narayan Maharaj is telling. I told to them all the seniors were there in the Swami Maharaj room. Very, very simply, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, one kapal, and Hare Krishna was going on. And that was a stop. And he told that, carefully you should hear. I told that you should not have a belief that Gurudev is going to death.
Going to die.
He is eternal. He cannot leave you. But you will have to carry the mission of Swamiji. What he has spread over whole world in a very few days. You should try to open your heart for all who are now in a mood to give up ISKCON. Some devotees at that time very time they knew that a bad days are coming, a dark days are coming. I told them repeatedly that you should be so generous, so polite, and try to honor all Vaishnavas. Even a dog which is coming by the name of Swamiji, and try to honor all. Bhitina dapi suni jaina tarrupi sahi sunna amanina man jaina kutse niya sadahi. Don't struggle among you. I know that after Gurudev goes to his and left this planet, some devotees, some are, I know that from the very time of history is so, that when Gurudev left this planet, this disciple one to began to struggle among them. Who will be the acharya? I will be the acharya. He will tell, I will acharya. I will control all. He will tell that I will control. So this is a very big fact. So you should not try to struggle among you. Give respect to all and try to preach the same message what Swamiji has come to give this to whole world. If you cannot advance in preaching, but yet you should keep maintain this thing. And I told so many things there. Swami was so happy. And in this, about after 2 or 3 hours, after this he could not speak any word to anyone. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna. He ordered me that before that he ordered me at the same time. All the activities like Samadhi and Utsav after that, and everything will be done. You should do all with your own hand.
the Utsav, Vaishnava Utsav. You should control that. And what you will tell, they will obey you. You should honor all the Vaishnavas of whole Vrindavan. He ordered me to pay what amount to them. I wrote, and I did so. And the great meeting was done. All the important Vaishnavas, famous Vaishnavas, came there, and we respected all them. His message was that Jivere Swarup Hai Nitya Krishna Das. All we are, the part and parcel of that spiritual God. Whether we know or not know, but we are the servant and made servant of Krishna. So, back to God and back to
home.
Home. This was his policy. So, divine love is our utmost goal, as it has been stated in Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. Madan Mohan is Sambandha, you know. Govind is Abhidheya Devata, and Gopinath, Yojan Sattva. So, the love, the service of Gopinath or Gopijana Vallabha is our utmost goal. They have come to this world to give this message that or this prayojan is prem prayojan. So it will be achieved only by the Shuddha Bhakti. So he came to Western country by the order of his spiritual master. So with Shuddha Bhakti, but in the beginning, Shuddha Bhakti cannot be given. Shuddha Bhakti is Raganuga Bhakti, Prema Bhakti, Raganuga. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati has stated so many times in Chaitanya Charitamrita. Rupa Goswami has told in Bhakti Goswami. So though it is very rare to follow that line. So we should follow Vaidhi Bhakti. Sramanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, Smaranam, Pada Sevanam, Archanam, Bandhanam, Dasyam, Saksham, Atmanivedanam, Sadhu Sanganam, Kirtan, Bhagavat, Sraman, Mathura, Vatsi, Mutsir, Sabdhaya, Sivan. Sakal, Sadhana, Sesta, Ehi, Panchanga, Krishna, Prem, Janma, Ehi, Panchiral, Prasanga, Bhakti, Rupa Goswami has written. And it is translated by Srila Krishna Das Yogiraj Goswami. Then less and less anga of bhakti. But among them, nine are prominent. And among nine, five are more important. Sadhu Sangha, that Prabhu told Govinda. Sadhu Sangha is essential. And Sadhu Sangha is common to all. Among nine, among five, among three, among one. Three are Sharanam Kirtanam Smaran. One, Vijayate Sri Krishna Sankirtan Vanni Sankirtan. Hare Nam, Hare Nam, Hare Nam, Ayuva Kivar. But not without Sadhu Sangha. Sadhu Sangha, Nam Kirtan. You should do Nam Kirtan, chant Nam and Sankirtan in the guidance of Sadhu Sangha. Bhagavat Sraman, there are two kinds of Bhagavat, Bhakta Bhagavat and Granth Bhagavat. You should read Srimad Bhagavatam in the guidance of Vaishnava, by bona fide Vaishnava. Otherwise, you cannot enter. In any book, Gita, Bhagavat, Ramayana, Puran, Shastra, Chaitanya, Charitamrita, even the book, the books of our Goswami, we cannot enter without the Sadhu Sangha. all words, each word has so deep meaning, you cannot go. So, Nam Kirtan Bhagavat Sravan, also in the Sadhu Sangha, Mathura Vas, Mathura means Vrindavan, Navadvip Dham, Puri Dham, that the past sons of Krishna or Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Chaitanya. All are sacred places, all are called in Mathura. But if there is no Sadhu Sangha, Mathura, Vrindavan and Navadvip Dham cannot do anything. You should know that it has been written that there is Sadhu Sangha, Vrindavan is there.
Jekhane
Vaishnavagan, Jekhane Vrindavan. So we should know. Here is Vrindavan. I am seeing that Vrindavan. I am realizing that Vrindavan is here. Because Harikatha is being known. The Harikatha of Vrindavan now is Puri Vrindavan. So it is.